Okay, today's daf is Shkalim, daf Yudal, with the top of Yudal, Amar Aleph. We're just talking about the different tafkidim held by various people in the Mikdash, and we mentioned Nechunya, who's responsible for the ditch digging, Amar Rabbi Acha, Umet ben Obed Sama, right? Apparently Rabbi Nechunya's son died of thirst. So we see even some of the greatest people have tragedies befall upon them in their lifetime. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amand, Amar Rachmana, Vatran, Yivatran, B'nei Me'ov, those who say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just, you know, gives up and atones for people and just doesn't care about the things they do wrong, they're incorrect. In fact, their stomach should be given up upon, in basically saying that they should have a bad stomach illness, because it's a incorrect thing to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, he's just slow to anger and gives you the opportunity to tshuva. Am Rabbi Acha k'tiv u'svivav nis'ara me'od medakta kimen g'chud asara. What it means that his surroundings are nish'ara is to say, it's a play on words, to say that he is very, very particular with tzadikim. K'chut ha-se'ara, meaning there's not a lot of wiggle room, there's not a lot of room for error. He's extremely particular, like the width of a hair. I'm Rabbi Yossi Lobitam Hazeh Elamin Madichtiv Venora al Kol Svivav More al Hakrovim Yoter Mina Rachokim. Right. So Yossi says from this what it means that he is great towards those surrounding him, that he is, those who are closer to him are more in awe of him. Meaning as you get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you become an increasing awe, right? You don't get like numb to the fact that you're getting closer and closer. You're in a higher level. So maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu seems not as high as it does to other people, but it actually works the other way around. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Masa b'chasir echad shaya chofer bor shichin marod la'ovrim v'shavim pam achad haita bito overet lihin nasei. Okay, so Chaga said in the name of Rishmol that one time there was a certain pious person, and he dug ditches so that travelers had water to drink from. And one time he was on his way to his daughter's wedding, Vishatva Nar, and she was swept away by a flooded river. V'havon kol ama alin legabe be'avon be'on minachamte. So everyone would come to him and try to console him. Avelo kibel iluve mit nachama, but he wouldn't be consoled. Al Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair legabe by minach teme. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair went to him and tried to console him. Velo kibel aloi mit nachama, and he didn't accept Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's consolation. Amarlon din hu chasidechon. This is the pious person that everyone speaks about, that he's so pious. Amarlo Rabbi kach v'kach haya osev kach v'kach irolei. He said, they said, yes, this is the pious person, and he's, he made his life about, you know, digging ditches for water for people, and so he's a tremendous man of chassid, and this terrible thing happened to him where his daughter was swept away. Amar, so Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair responded, Efshar sheya mechabed et boro b'mayim, v'hu mekapcho b'mayim? Could it be that he was someone who served a Kadosh Baruch Hu through water, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu punished him through water? Miad nafla havara be'ir bat bito shel oto ha'ish. And then immediately a rumor started spreading around the city that this person's daughter, who was swept over the flood, had just returned. It da'amri besuchto it ra'it, v'it da'amri malachi yarad kitmutu Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair v'etzila. So some who say that she, you know, caught hold of a branch and that's how she was saved, and some say that an angel went down that looked like Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair and saved her. Gvini Karu, so Gvini was the announcer, Shaya Machriz Beit HaMikdash, Mehaya Omer, Imdu Hakonim La Voda, Levim Ladochan, Vishra Lamadan, Agrippa Samelech, Shamat Kol, Achmona Parsaot, Venatano Matanot Harbe. So what exactly would he do? He would announce to everyone every single day, and he would tell the Kohanim to go to do the Avoda, the Levim to the platform, and Yisraelim to take their stations, and he could yell so loud, he made the announcement so loud that Agrippas heard him from 8 parsas away and gave him many gifts for his abilities. Ben Gever on the Ilat Sha'arim, so Ben Gever was responsible for locking the gates. Tirgem Rav Kume Devet Rabbi Shila. Tirgem Rav Kume Devet, so Rav translated the call of the Gever before Rabbi Shila, Kara Gavra Achriz Karuza, right? So the man called and proclaimed what he had to say. Amrun Le Amor Kara Tarnagola. No, that the call of the Gever is actually a rooster call. Amr Lo, Nusraf Sazem, Vataninan Ben Gever, Itlach Lamemar Bar Tarnagola. But we taught in a Mishnah that Ben Gever cried out that he would make the call. And you want to say that the son of a rooster was the one who made the call? It seems to indicate that it's a man who did the call, no? But we see, you know, what we say every single morning. There's also a debate as to whether that refers to a person's intuition or a rooster. Ben Bavai al Hapakias. Ben Bavai was responsible for the wicks. Shem Zaveg Petilot, right? So he would adjust them to make sure they had the right amount for the entire night, depending on different times of the year. Rabbi Yossi al Lekufra Baumi Manya Alaihun Parnasim. So Rabbi Yossi went to Kufra and he appointed people to take care of the city. Viloki Blumine, but they didn't want the jobs. Al the Amar Kamehun, so they said before him, but he went and said to them, Ben Bavai al Hapakia Uma imze shenitmana al ptilot zachli minot gedolei hador atem shatem nitmanim al chayin nefashot lo kol shekein. He says, look at Ben Bavai. Ben Bavai is responsible for adjusting wicks, and because of this, he's counted as one of the greatest pretty people of our time. You'd be responsible for life and death. All the more so, think of the greatness that will be associated with you. Ben Arza al tzalilos. Ben Arza responsible for the symbols. Kihar de taninan taman heinif hasgan besudarin. Vehikish ben Arza b'tzilzal, right? So this is what we taught over there, that this Gan HaKohen would raise the flags after the Kohen Gadol would bend down to do the Nisach HaYayin, to do the libations, and then the Gan HaKohenim would lift up the flags, and then Ben Arza would bang the cymbals. Hugras ben Levi al Hashir. So Hugras was responsible for the song. Amar Rabbi Acha Neima Yetera Haya Yodea. Va'amru alav al Hugras ben Levi Shaya Manim et Kolo Bezemer. Hukshaya no et Gudalo Betoch Piv. Haimotzi Bekama Mine Zemer. So Rabbi Acha said that Hugras had a wonderful voice, and he would sing very, very nicely, and he could also do something where he would stick his fingers in his mouth and play a lot of notes from his mouth. Vayukol echav hakohanim nizarkin bevat rosh, and all the kohanim around him would be taken aback by the strength of his voice. Beit garmu amasa lechem apanim. Okay, so Beit garmu was responsible for making the lechem apanim. Beit garmu hayu bekiyin b'masa lechem apanim b'yuriyato v'lo ratzu lamed shalchamim veviu manim lachzandria shir bekiyin b'masa lechem apanim u'briyato lo yu bekiyin. So Beit garmu were experts both in the creation of the lechem apanim and removing it from its molds. But they didn't want to teach anyone, so the Chachamim called experts from Alexandria, and they came in and they knew how to make the lechem apanim properly, but they weren't experts at taking it out of the mold properly. Right? Beit garmu hayu masikin bibifnim verodin bibechutz velo hayta mitapeshet. So Beit garmu would heat the fire from within the oven, and then they would take it out of the molds outside the oven, and the bread wouldn't be spoiled. Ve'elu hayu masikin bibifnim verodin bibifnim. Whereas these would light the fire inside the oven and then remove the bread from the molds inside the oven, and the bread would keep spoiling. So when the Chachamim saw this, they realized, okay, everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu made was for his honor, and we need to make sure that we have the right people doing the lechem apanim. So they sent to Beit Garmu, and Beit Garmu didn't want to return until they offered them twice their wages. So they either originally took 12, now they take 24, originally took 24, now they take 48. And so they said, why won't you teach anyone else how to do this, how to do the lechem apanim properly? Says, we have a mesorah that the Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash, will ultimately be destroyed. And so we can't teach anyone, because then they're going to come to do the lechem apanim which is designated for the Beit HaMikdash, they're going to do it for their Avodah Zarah. So we have to keep this a secret, because one day this Beit HaMikdash won't be here. We got to make sure that no one else is going to use this for inappropriate purposes. Beit Avitinas al Maase Ektoret. So Beit Avitinas was responsible for making the incenses. Ha'ashan shal Beit Avitinas hayu b'kin b'pitom. So Beit Avitinas were excellent both at creating this incense and the proper rising up of the smoke. But they didn't want to teach anyone. So they sent and brought experts from Mitzrayim, from Alexandria. And they were experts in creating the incense. But they didn't know how to do the smoke rising. So Beit Avitinas hayta mitameret. Right, so Beit Avitinas, the smoke would go up in a pillar and then it would spread out, but the experts, it would just spread out immediately. So once the Chachamim realized that the people of Beit Avitinas did it better, said that Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything Kadosh Baruch Hu created was for His glory. We have to have the right people doing the job here. Shalchu achreim v'lo ratzu levos. They sent to Beit Avitinas. They didn't want to come back. Ad shkaflu l'nscharon, until they doubled their original wage. Shneim asar mane hayunot lim v'natnu lehem esrim arba. Rabbi Yehuda omer esrim v'arba hayunot lim v'natnu lehem arba mishmona. So maybe they took 12, then they took 24, maybe they took 24, now they took 48. Ipnei ma enatem rotim l'lamed. Amr lehem ipnei ma enatem rotim l'lamed. They asked Beit Avitinas, why do you want to teach anyone else about the ketoret? Amr lehem sorati bi adenu avatenu shabayt azeh atid licharev shalay ilmedu acherim v'yuosin ken lefnei avod. So we don't want to teach anyone because we know the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. We don't have people doing the Pita Mekdoret for their Avodah Zarah, so we're not teaching anyone how to do it. But for the following matters, they did recall these Beit Avitinas for praise. Shelo yatsa isha mishal echad mehen mevusemet meolam. That a woman never went out. A woman never went out from the Beit Avitinas with perfume on. Velo od elak shaya echad mehen nose isha memakom acher hayposekiman amanat shlo tibasem. And if a certain man was marrying a woman from outside the Beit Avitinas, he said, you're not allowed to wear perfume. Shlo yu omrim mase pito maktore tehen bitpasmor. That way no one would say that you smell their perfume. Yeah, they're from Beit Avitinas. They're using the ktoret as perfume. In order to fulfill that which is said, that you need to be clean both in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in the eyes of Klal Yisrael. I just realized that I skipped a small part because we had also a Shevach for the Beit Garmu. So I'll go back for a second. V'dvarim halalu mazkir notan shevach shelo yatsu biyad b'nehem pat naki me'olam she'ilo hayu omrim m'ma'ase lechem apanim hen ochlim. Right, and so a mention of Shevach to the Beit Garmu, they never ate white bread. That way people wouldn't think that they're eating from the Lechem HaPanim. Okay, going back, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Pam Achad, Hayti Omed Birushalayim, Matati Tinok Echad Mishal Beit Avitinas, Amarti Lo Bani. So I once found a child from Beit Avitinas, and I said, what family are you from? Mishpachat Ploni. So he told me, Amarti lo, Beni, Avotecha, Lefi Shenit Kavnu, Lerabot, Kavodan, Lemaet, Kavod Shemaim, Lefika, Kavodan, Nitmaet, Kavod Shemaim, Nitrabe. He said, you know, my child, you should know about your family because they wanted to increase their own glory and minimize the glory of Shemayim by not sharing with anyone the secret. That's why in the end of the day, it was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's glory that was increased when your family's glory was decreased. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sachli Shimon ben Luga. So Rabbi Akiva said, Shimon ben Luga, share with me the following story. Milakar Eiti Asavim. Ani v'tinok echad mishel beit avitinas v'ra'iti oto shebacha v'ra'iti oto shesachak. So I was picking grasses and I saw a child from the Beit Avitinas and I saw him crying. I saw him laugh. Amarti lo bni lama b'chita. So I asked, why are you crying? Amar li al kavod shel beit abba shenitmait, for the glory of my father's home which had been diminished. I'm crying. V'lama shesachakta, why are you laughing? Amar li al kavod amutukan l'tzadikim atid lavo, because of the glory that's going to face the righteous at the end of days. Umareita, and what did you see that invoked these emotions? Malei ashan lenegdi, I saw that the herbs that our house uses to properly rise the smoke. I saw it. Numeti lo bini herehu li. So I asked him to show me what the grass was. Amar li Rabbi Mesor biadi ma'avotai shlo larot oliveria. Well, I have a Mesor in my family, I don't show it to anyone. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Pagabi zaken echad mishal beit avitinas. So Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says, I met an old man in the house of avitinas, umigilat samanim beyado, and he had a full list of all the spices that he used. Amar li Rabbi l'shavar hayu beit abat snuin v'hayu mosrin et hamegila hazot elu le'elu v'achshav she'inan beit abba ne'emanin helach et hamegila v'his herba. Right. So originally, my family was very tzenu, very modest, and we'd only keep the Megillah of these spices, the list of these spices, as a secret between us. But now, I'm not sure my family is completely reliable. So here, you take the list of spices and be very careful with them. Kshibati veretzeti advarim lefnei Rabbi Akiva zalgu einav dimaot ve'amar me'ata ein anu tzrichin lehazkira negnai. Right. So when I brought this before Rabbi Akiva, he started crying and he said, "From now on, we don't have to mention them in a negative context anymore because they shared the secret." Elazar al parochet. So Elazar would make the curtains. Shaya mavune al orge parochet. He was responsible for the people who were weaving the court curtains. As we'll see, there's an order of hierarchy in the Beit Hamikdash Avoda. Pinchas Amalbish, Shamalbish Bigdei Kehuna Gedola. So Pinchas was the person who was the dresser. He would dress up the Kohen Gadol. Masel Kohen Echad Shehilbish Leistartiot Echad. Vanatim Lo Shmona Zehuvim Yitamran Treasar Yavle. A certain story where a Kohen, dressed a military officer properly, and the military officer was very pleased with how he dressed him, and he gave him several golden coins, maybe 8, maybe 12. Okay, new Mishnah, Halacha Bet. Ein potchin mishiva amar, ein pochtin mishiva amar kolin. So you have to have no less than seven authority figures who are the amar kolin in the Beit HaMikdash, right? So they supervise the avoda. Vishlosha gizbarin, and three treasures. And to be at least three treasures in the Beit HaMikdash. Pachot mishnayim. You cannot have fewer than two people who are responsible for monetary affairs in Klal Yisrael. Except for Ben Achia, who was responsible for curing those who had stomach diseases. Velazar shel haparochet, and Nazar, who was responsible for the curtains, Shautan kiblu rov hatzibur aleihem, because most of the public, most of the congregation just accepted their authority over them. However, if it's about imposing as an authority figure on the tzibur, you need to have at least two people who are responsible. Ein pochtin u'shlosha gizbar m'shiva am kolin. So we said you can't have fewer than three treasurers or seven supervisors. V'tani mishnei katlikin. Right, and you can't have any. The Brayta says you can't have any fewer than two overseers. Hadahu dichtiv, and that's what it means. That which is written, ve'yichil ve'azaziyahu ve'nachad, yichil azaziyahu ve'nachad gizbarin. They are the treasures. We see we have three of them: Basail, ve'yarimot, ve'yozavad, ve'eliel, ve'smachayhu umachad uvanav amar kolin. Those seven people were the amar kolin. Upkidim miad koninayhu v'shimi echav. So there are officers serving under Kananaihu and Shimei's brother, Katlikin, and who are the overseers? B'mifkad Yechizkiyahu HaMelech Ve'Azariyahu Nagid Beit Hashem Elokim, appointed by King Chizkiyahu and Azariyahu, by the commissioner of the Beit Elokim, HaMelech V'Kohen Gadol. Right, that refers to the king and the Kohen Gadol who would appoint the overseers. So basically, the king and the Kohen Gadol are on the top, and they appoint the two overseers, and then you have seven supervisors, and then you have various tafkidim, like three treasurers. Kshu chotem. Now, when one of them wants to seal up money for the treasury, hagiz baran chotem v'nodin l'amarkol. Right. So first, the treasurer seals up the money, and then he gives to the supervisor. Amarkol chotem v'nodin Kat Likon, and then a supervisor has to seal it up and give it to an overseer. Kat Likon Chotem Vino, then the Kohen Gadol, and the overseer seals it up, and then he gives it to the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol Chotem Vino, then the Melech. So the Kohen Gadol puts his seal on it and gives it to the king. Ukshehu Matir Hamelech Roya Chotema Matir. And if you want to undo the seal, so the Melech has to see his seal to make sure no one messed with it, and what was in there was what was originally put in there. And then he will take his seal off. Kohen Gadol roeh chotamo umatir, katlikin roeh chotamo umatir, aramkol amarkol roeh chotamo umatir, gizbar roeh chotamo umatir. So in reverse order, they all see that their seal is still there, no one messed with it, and then they take it off. So you can't establish public figures involved in finances by less than a number of two. Rav Nachman, Rav Shem, Rav Mana, Al Shem, Vehem, Yichud Azav, Vetetchelet, Vedargaman. Right, as it was said about authority figures in Klal Yisrael, that they will take the gold, the silver, and the gold and the tchelet and the argaman. By saying they, it means that if you have someone in this role, there must be a they. There must be at least two of them. Amar Rabbi Chama be Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chama says the name of Chanina. Mi psolet shel luchot ha'ashir Moshe. Moshe became rich from the carvings of the luchot that he carved. Hadahu dichtiv, that's what it means, that which is written, pasal lecha shnei luchot avanim, pasal lecha shtei psolet shelcha. What it means that you carve it, what it means is that the carvings belong to you. Amar Rabbi Chanin, mechatzev shel avanim tovot umargaliot bara lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch o'alo, umeno eshir Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created several precious stones inside the Ohel Moed, and he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how he became very wealthy. So it says that they would watch Moshe as he entered into the tent, train Amoraim, and there's a machloket as to why they were watching him, whether it was a positive thing or a negative thing. One says there was a negative thing, they were watching him. B'chad Amar L'shevach. One said it was a positive thing they were thinking when they were watching him. Manda Amar L'gnai, Chamun Shakin, Chamun Karin, Chamun Kupad, Achal Min Diyudai, V'shati Min Diyudai. One of them who would look after him negatively would say, would comment on how fat different body parts of his were, because he must have been eating from the korbanot that the Jews were bringing. Cain, Midle, Min, Dihudai, and all of his wealth, similarly, he just took from the Jews. He took from all his people. Manda Amar Shevach, the one who says he was looking after him for a good reason, Halavai, Mechamet Tzedikia, Mezake, Tuve Dizachat, Mechaviete. He says, you know, how good would it be to merit seeing, you know, any tzaddik, you know, how fortunate are we that we get to see Moshe Rabbeinu? Halacha Gimel. Arba Chotamot Hayu B'Mikdash. So there are four types of receipts in the Beit HaMikdash. The receipt you got once you paid for a certain libation that comes with the korban, you get a receipt for it that you paid for, and then you take it to the person to make the libation. One says calf, one says ram, one says kid, one says sinner. And the sinner was opposite the metzora offering, and that once you paid for what you needed, and then you would bring the appropriate receipt. Ben Azai Omer Chamisha Hayu Ve Aramit Ketuv Alehen. And it says actually there were five receipts, and they were written in Aramaic. And they read as follows: Egel, Dechar, Gdi, Chote, Dal, Vechote, Ashir. Calf, ram, kid, poor sinner, rich sinner. Egel, Mishamesh, Im, Niske, Bakar. So the calf receipt would serve to get the Nesachim for all the cattle that were offered. Gedolim, Viktanim, Zachar, Nekeva. Whether they were big cattle, small cattle, male, female. Gdi, Mishamesh, Im, Niske, Hatzon. And the kid receipt would bring the libations for all of the flock. Gedolim k'tanim zecharim nekeva, big, small, male, female. Ayal mishamashim niske elim bilvad. But the ram receipt only was taken for rams. Chote mishamashim niske shalosh behemot shel metzora. And the sinner receipt was for the libations of the three korbanot that a metzora needed to bring. Mi shehu mevakesh nesachim. So how did it work? So someone needed nesachim. Holech lo etzel Yochanan. So they would go to Yochanan. Shehu memuna al chotamot. He's responsible for the receipts. Venotan lo ma'ot. And they would give him money. Mekabel mimeno chotam. He would give them a receipt. Ba etzel achia. Then they went to achia. Shehu memuna al nesachim. Because he was responsible for the libations. Venotan lo chotam. They would give him the receipt. Mekabel mimeno nesachim. And then they would get the libations from the arev. Ba in ze etzel ze. And in the evening, Yochanan and achia would come together. Vachia motzi et achotamot. And achia would take out all the receipts that he had received, and opposite the libation, and meaning that these are all the libations he prepared, Mekabel Kenegdan Meot, and he would get the money corresponding to how many receipts he gave. Vim Patchu Patchu Lo. And if there was any lacking, so obviously that loss wouldn't come to Beit HaMikdash, V'yashlim Yochanan Mebeto, so Yochanan would pay, would have to be responsible for paying Achia back for the libations he prepared, and even though, and he had receipts for, but he was never paid for. And if there was any excess, there were more receipts that weren't used, the excess belonged to the hektish. Sheyad hektish al helyona, because the sanctified property is always is the upper hand. Mi she'avad chotamo, someone who lost his receipt, let's say mamtinin lo ad ha'erev, so they would wait. He would wait there until the evening. Ve'im matzu lo kedei chotamo notnin lo, and if they found that they had an extra that they gave out an extra receipt that was never used, they would give him what he paid for, vimlav, but if there was no extra, if they broke even, well, you know, so they wouldn't give a new libation, v'shem hayom ketuv aleihem b'pnei haramayim, and they would write the name of the day on it, just to make sure people weren't bringing in their receipts, to make sure people weren't forging receipts to get free libations. Okay, we'll stop here.